At a meeting in July, a motion to have the county attorney's office prepare a resolution or ordinance to make Wasatch County a Second Amendment sanctuary county failed. But Councilmember Kendall Crittenden says he's following up on requests from citizens to do this, like other Utah counties have already done, in spite of the criticism.
It's an idea that was brought forth from some people, some citizens in the community that have every right to ask for something like this as those that disagree with it. But those that are asking for it are not caustic, they're not divisive. They're just saying, we think this is an important thing that we need to make this statement. But we get things like, this is asinine, taken from an email. Vote no on this ill-informed resolution. And I've heard a lot of craziness, but this, I think, takes the cake. And of course, always the comment when people are disagreeing with what the council might be doing is, this smacks of overreach and the backroom dealing. You know, gee, if you're doing something I'm against, you must be getting paid off somewhere. There must be some backroom deal going on.
Crittenden will be joined on this committee by a few citizens who are in favor of such an ordinance, as well as council members Marilyn Crittenden and Mark Nelson. Nelson says while he supports the Second Amendment, he does not support a sanctuary ordinance for the county.
After reading all the emails and considering it and talking to others about it, and you know, this is a very divisive issue, and I think for myself as a supporter of the Second Amendment, I think this is unnecessary. I thought about it quite a bit, and I feel like it. This time, it's unnecessary and will hurt more than it helps.
Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says he's willing to let the process play out.
I think there's a lot of discussion left as to whether it really is needed or not. I think there's a lot of support in both directions. There's certainly some opposition to anything. So it's a pretty divisive discussion in some ways. But it'll be interesting to go through the process and let it play out.
As for what it means to be a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment, Davis thinks that's still to be determined.
That's part of the question, I believe, that some of the council members have, is not sure that that's a necessary item, even if they support the Second Amendment, as they do.
Crittenden expects to have the issue before the full council in late September or early October for a vote. He says he does not prefer a resolution over an ordinance. Resolutions can act as a statement. An ordinance would actually change county code, which could potentially put the county in opposition with federal law. Wasatch County Attorney Scott Sweat says he'll prepare whatever the council decides, but he prefers a resolution over an ordinance. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.